Mark chapter 4.
Mark 4.
Let's start from verse 35. Down to maybe 41. Are we there? And the same day, when the evening was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the inner part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Verse 41. And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey? Silencing the storm. Silencing the storm. In the story that we have read, something is clear here, that before you experience the great calm in that verse 39, there will be a preceding great wind, great storm of wind goes ahead of great calm. But when you talk of storms, it's not palatable at all. Storms comes with death. When there is storm, people die. Look at the storm that Nigeria passed through in some years to this time. A lot of people died. Some died when the storm of COVID-19 rose up against us. But you survived. When the storm of no cash rose up against Nigeria, a lot of people died. The storm of 700 naira per liter also came. Some people also died. But God has kept you. Storms comes with death. Storms come with damages. Damages. Roofs blown up. Windows scattered. Clothes that are spread to receive the warmth of sunlight are blown away. And that's what has been happening in the life of so many people. A lot of relationships have been damaged, because of the storms that is going on there. But God has kept you and your relationship. Storms comes with disease. When there is storm and people become homeless, you discover that they sleep anywhere. They see. I've seen it before on the streets of Lagos. Snakes coming with water. Crocodile coming with water on the streets. And some people were paddling canoe on the street where cars used to pass before. And all this unhygienic water brings diseases along its path. And that's what has been happening in the storms that people are facing. A lot of sickness that you can never mention before, people are now beginning to experience it. Can you imagine? In those days, we don't hear young men having hypertension. They say it's the disease of the elderly ones. And when they are talking of the elderly ones, they are talking of people in their 70s, in their 80s, in their 90s. But now, I've seen somebody at the age of 20 something having stroke. Because of the storm that is going on in the society. Concerning somebody who said it will be loud and clear that the storm that has been assigned to bring disease to your house shall backfire in the name of Jesus. Let your heaven rule like fire. Storms comes with destruction. Things are destroyed. Things that you thought they are standing before, they just collapse. A few days ago, we heard of a building in Abuja that went down. When storms come, buildings that you thought they are solid, businesses that you think that they are solid, relationships that you think they are solid, suddenly be destroyed. I've seen some women telling their husband that before you can maintain me, but now you cannot maintain me. And some men telling their wife, I'm tired of being married to a liability. Those who have been kissing themselves because they're saying honey, 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 honey. And fight one another. So many things have been destroyed, all because of the storm. Storm comes with disaster. Another name for storm is disaster. Somebody was threatening his tenant in a country called Turkey. Maybe my husband, you know. And the man said, I don't have money. Wait now, I will pay you. The man said, I'm driving you out of my house. That same day, somebody said, that same day, I cannot hear your voice. An earthquake struck. The house went down. The landlord became homeless. The tenant became homeless. So the government now provided a place for them. And they allocated, plots for them that he has given
over.
So on that same plot, the landlord was there, the tenant was there. So the two of them, they became tenants overnight. And the tenant now look at the landlord. Say, Baba, you still want to collect rent? He said, now, we are now on the same level. I'm praying for somebody here that what will take you from L to Z will not happen to you. Let your neighbor be loud and clear. What you make your head to become dead overnight will not happen to you. Let's go back to the body of the message. Let's go back to Mark chapter 4 verse 35. Let me start with exegesis there now. And the same day, when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass on to the other side. Before the storm came, you might be wondering, where is this storm coming from? Maybe that's what you are thinking right now. Why are we going through this storm? Why is my family going through this storm? There is something that always precedes the storm of life that somebody is going through. Beloved, the Bible said that same thing. The scripture says that the days are full of evil. God is the one that has been keeping the evil away from your days. That same day, Jesus and his disciples did not know that the enemy was planning something sinister for them. And he was waiting and watching. He said, if I strike them in the morning, by afternoon and evening they can survive it. If I strike them in the afternoon, they can make some effort in the afternoon and evening and they overcome it. He said, I will strike them at the evening time, so that they will not have opportunity of recouping or recuperating. He was watching them, just like somebody was watching to get someone here. Say, I will not get him when he's young. I will not get him when he's midway. I will get him when he has gray hair. But I stand as the voice of the Lord, that the power that is waiting for your evening to strike you shall fail woefully. Shall fail woefully. In the name of Jesus, the storm that comes in the evening is always the most powerful. It's always the most destructive. It's the most damning to a family or to people. The storms that comes in the darkness comes with a lot of terrible things. Comes with a lot of dangers. When something is happening during the day, you will plan how to escape. You can see that thing before it gets to you. But when the enemy decides to come at night, by the time that you are weak, you have labored in your morning and afternoon, you now say, let me attack him. At his point of weakness, I will strike him better then.